It is now 6 p.m. and we're going to go ahead and start. Go ahead and call to order and we'll do a quick roll call. Supervisor Belsky is excused and Supervisor Decker are excused. I am here. Supervisor Celebrity, Supervisor Gully,
here.
Supervisor Beth, and Supervisor Winky. All right, that's the easy part. Youth and Governance, Mealy. Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Gully. Moving on to citizens' comments. I am not seeing any citizens, so we'll go ahead and move forward from citizens' comments. Does anybody have any comments from the committee? Seeing left and right, we'll go ahead and move forward to approval of the last minutes. Can I have a motion? Moved by Supervisor Gully, seconded by Supervisor Celebrity. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Not seeing any. Passes unanimously. Moving on to number five, which is a resolution to approve the appointment of Supervisor Jerry Gully to the Kenosha Racine Community Action Agency Board. And we have Mr. Jansen who will speak on it.
Yes, I will. Thank you. The Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency Board requires representation from both Racine and Kenosha to participate on their board. They, for Kenosha, provide the Women, Infant, and Children Program, commonly referred to as WIC, and also do weatherization in our area. So I would ask the approval of Supervisor Gully to sit on that board and represent us. Thank you.
Any discussion? Any motion? Supervisor Wanky moves, seconded by Supervisor Celebrity. All those in, well, discussion? No? All those in favor, say aye. Nays? Seeing none, passes unanimously. Abstained by Supervisor Gully for obvious reasons. Moving on to number six, which is the resolution to approve modifying the Division of Children and Family Services 2020 budget for the Foster Family Support Network grant. And we have Mr. Director Ron Rogers to speak on that. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to all the committee for meeting. I know this is not your normal regular meeting, so this is an opportunity. We applied for a grant from the Department of Children and Families to support foster parents. And this is a grant that was given out for a couple of years. We didn't get it last year, but this year we came forward with a very unique proposal. And I was really pleased to hear that out of 48 applicants, they awarded 15 grants, and we were one of the grantees. So we were awarded a grant of $55,000 and $323 from the state of Wisconsin. And what we're using the grant money for is to expand a pilot. We started a pilot called the Foster Family Support Network. So children, as you know, end up in foster care often because they've been victims of abuse and neglect, or their siblings are often placed in foster care to protect them. The number of kids in foster care has continued to grow over the last 4 years. Today, as we speak, we probably have just over 190 kids in regular foster care on an average daily basis. And we have about 113 general foster homes licensed by Kenosha County. We've been piloting this program called the Foster Family Support Network, where the agency One Hope works to find volunteers that will support the foster parents as they're caring for foster kids. And by that support, I mean it can be low-level support of offering to do errands for the foster parents. Let's say a new child is placed in a foster home and the foster parents are really struggling that night getting everything set up. They could call one of their volunteers for support and say, hey, could you pick up some pizzas for us? Or could you go to Target? We need some things for the new child coming in the home. Or perhaps they have two or three new foster kids coming in the home, And the foster family is sort of overwhelmed with getting laundry done for all these kids. Their volunteers could help do that. Then there's another level of supports that would actually interact with the foster kids and maybe be available for babysitting or doing, giving not overnight respite, but giving the foster parents a break while sometime during the week. So the Foster Family Support Network has been a pilot of 14 foster families in this pilot and a small group of volunteers. We applied for the grant to expand this, and our goal is to expand this to serve up to 54 foster families and to recruit up to 100 volunteers over the next year. And then this will be coordinated through the agency One Hope, and they will be expanding this. They will be hiring a position called the Foster Family Support Network Director that will help in the recruitment. And this process is not just matching, you know, simply saying, do you want to help? But they actually go out, foster parents will agree to this support. They agree to work with these volunteers. The Foster Family Support Network meets with the foster parents, gets an understanding of what they're like, what are their likes, what are their dislikes, what type of needs they would have for support. And then they go in their group of volunteers, they try to do a good match. And the idea is that this will be a long-term support for these foster parents, not just one time, but throughout the year, and maybe for many years. The benefit to the Kenosha County, besides supporting foster parents who do tremendous work for the kids in Kenosha County, is that if foster families are supported, there is more likely they will continue to relicense and continue being foster parents for a longer period of time. And we also believe this will add to the whole idea of why you would want to be a foster parent in Kenosha County. It will aid in recruitment, meaning it's another level of support. We've been supporting foster parents through what we call our model of care for the last 3 years, doing a number of different things that are supportive of them. We've gotten great support through Journey Church, for example, where they collect backpacks for us for every child that comes into care. And kids that enter foster care get a free backpack that we don't purchase through the county. And this backpack is filled with necessities, age-appropriate items, depending on how old the child is. And so this is really adding to this model of care and taking it up to the next level. The grant is for 1 year. As the state goes with grants, we have had to apply by the end of July, and we were awarded in August. But the grant actually started July 1st, which is why it was good to get in front of this committee as quickly as possible, because I would ask for your support and approval. And then if Finance Administration Committee would approve this, and then it will go in front of the county board next week. And once we receive county board approval, then we can start spending the money and start using the grant. Be happy to answer any questions about the program.
Yes, Ron Johnson. You're the director, is that?
I'm Ron Rogers.
Rogers,
yeah.
Whole support. Before you discuss this, I was support for three different families, which were my family being not my cousins being foster parents.
Okay.
And they ended up handling something like 18 different children.
Sure.
But they also ended up adopting 8 of them.
Oh, wow.
And now they have grandkids and,
yeah,
and so forth.
Yeah.
No, this wasn't available back then.
No.
And yeah, we did a lot of running and support. I had 4 of my own kids. I wasn't going to add some more, but it was helpful.
Yeah.
We were glad to be helpful.
Well, that's
so
wonderful.
I like to see this program. I have a question. I think this $55,000?
Yes.
How is that administered, or how is that supporting the...
Well, it will be used for the One Hope agency, we're going to contract with them, and they're going to add what they call a foster family support network director to help direct these activities. So right now at the pilot level with just 14 families and a small number of volunteers, they can do that within the staff they have, but they feel to expand this, they need one more position basically. And so that position will be added into that agency, One Hope.
And does Racine also do this in order to add the same? Do they get funds or how does this?
No, we applied for this just for locally Kenosha. For Kenosha County. Yeah. There were, like I started, there were 48 agencies, which really means counties that okay. applied. And so 15 were awarded and they were all different. I mean, we put forward, this was our idea on how to support foster families.
And you felt this $55,000 was the money you asked for, or that is the limit that the state offers?
Oh, good question. We asked for $60,000. They awarded us $55,323. But we can make that work.
Well, being specific,
yeah.
right?
So, yeah, we can make that work. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm done. I'm in support.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So this grant is going to entirely fund the standby support system?
It'll support standby support. We believe we can have support for 54 foster parents by the end of the year. And it starts now, and the funding will go through the end of June of next year.
So will each family get a certain amount of money that the volunteer can go out and help them?
No, that's a great question. I understand where you're thinking. No, what's really exciting about it, it really is getting volunteers to make a commitment to these foster families. So not like, if I'm a volunteer and you're the foster mom, there's two or three of me. We get to know each other. And if you had brought new foster kids in, you could call me or call the other volunteers and say, hey, I need a hand. I need a hand this weekend. My husband and I are going to do this, but I need someone to watch these kids for a couple hours. I need to do some major grocery shopping and there's no but in it, but I need to stay home with this brand new child that was placed in my home. So the idea would be the volunteers are just doing that. They're going to volunteer to do that. And the money is going to pay for this one position to coordinate this, direct this, and make sure we have ethical matching. And then the volunteers that have contact with the foster children, we have to do a little more rigorous background checks. So we have to do background checks, and there's an online training that they're going to have to comply with. So we're a partner in this. We're not just giving this to One Hope. They like for the volunteers we've had now, they've sent us names. We run background checks on those people, things like that.
So it's like an incentive for families to join in foster.
Well, we hope our goal is it'll be a support for our existing foster parents. So they stick around and do it longer because we need them. And we hope it's an incentive or it's something that Kenosha didn't have before, as you so correctly said. So when people think about being a foster parent, and it's a big step to be a foster parent, they're going to be able to know that this is out there and that this will help. Yeah. But those are great questions. Yeah.
Yeah. So just from my experience, the people that are great at this, at fostering, put their whole life into it.
Yes.
And the risk of burnout and then them falling out of the system and being unable to.
Yeah.
It's like you would want to invest in your best employees.
Yeah.
And so I think it's wonderful, and I'm glad that you found a way to fund this.
Oh, thank you.
My question I have is, and I'm obviously going to support it, but is it possible for you to, a year from now when the grant is over with, kind of report to us as to what the how many were able to be retained continue on, and also how it affects the county's budget as to what we don't have to spend in the future or for the next year?
I can easily tell you, I can be happy to report a year from now on how many homes we were able to get, provide this support, and how many volunteers we ended up having, and how it's working, you know, and whether if it appears that we're trending toward retaining more foster parents. This is an interesting grant. It's harder to attach a dollar figure to it.
Sure.
You know, it just is. But I think it's the right thing to do. You know, it's the right thing to do for our foster families.
Where are you looking for these volunteers, these supporters of the foster parents? What is your source of finding them?
Well, that's a great question. The family support, One Hope is connected through a number of churches in our community. And so that's their initial base of support, but they will also be recruiting people throughout the community. You do not need to be a member of this church to be one of these volunteers, but they have One Hope is a faith-based or private nonprofit, but it is faith-based. So they're hoping to access some of the local area churches and they have commitments from 5 churches to be supportive of this project. Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of cost savings, I would imagine that that body of volunteers could also be potential pools of people that might sign up to be fostering. They'd already be familiar with the program. So there's an inherent, there's a halo effect from this that you're not going to be able to put a dollar amount on.
Right.
That I continue to believe will benefit the county from a cost savings.
Yeah, Supervisor Gully, you must have read the grant, because that was one of the arguments we made in the grant, was if people will get their feet wet, so to speak, volunteering and helping, and some of those people will end up wanting to become foster parents. Yes.
I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Supervisor Wanky and seconded by Supervisor Celebrity. All those, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Seeing none, passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Rogers, or Director Rogers.
Thank you very much for the support. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
And now moving on to number 7, any other business as authorized by law? Mr. Jansen, is he still up there? He's on mute.
Now, I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Seeing nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Beth. Second by Supervisor Gully. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nay? All right. All approved. Thank you.